at the home of Gerald Soroka on August the 8th, 19, August the 31st, 1993, tape 5. Jerry, we're going to try to do an extra few minutes, and just so that we don't forget it, I'd like to go over to general Pittsburgh community work rather than the Jewish community. And I'd like to ask you about what are the similarities and what are the differences as you can see them, since you did do some work in that field.
Well, the big difference in the way the United Way does business, gets money, they have a group of wealthy widows, wealthy retirees that give money. You have to understand that Pittsburgh, the whole basis of Pittsburgh raising money revolves around three or four enormous foundations that were created by Carnegie, Mellon, and people in Pittsburgh have got used to the fact that most of the money should come from them. So the net result is that based on large gifts from these foundations and the philosophy of the working, getting a day's pay from union employees, because you will remember that this used to be a heavy manufacturing town with a lot of union employees, and that was an easy way to get money, and most of the union would go along with this particular aspect of it. And then going to the executives of these major corporations, would in a sense, they could raise $20-30 million this way without going to anybody else, to any extent. For example, if they were raising money from Burton, Russlander, et cetera, firm, okay, they don't individualize each member of that firm and get a gift. They don't even have a record of each member of that firm. If you go to them and ask them, oh, what was Burton's gift? I don't know. They come in as a lump. So, and with no solicitation, per se. They would depend on the hoopla. So they'd get, in other words, they would get their bundle, their 20 or 30 and they'd get a gift from every one of the people there. And then they would mail that in as a group gift. So there was no individualization. And that's not the way the Jewish community raises. High on individualization, where people have money. So obviously, in this method, even for example, if I were to call up tomorrow and say, what's my gift to the United Way off the top? As an individual, they have me as part of the United Jewish Federation. So you have to know what the firm is, and so, and there's just no way of getting that information. And so what would happen even with major firms, they would take the gifts of their executives, and then the president would put his $300 gift in there. That's the way they do business, and that was their attitude. It was an easy way, a pleasant, relatively pleasant way, and not very arduous. Even though now they pay big money to their executives. Now they kind of go around the downtown. But when I went there to try to get them to understand what the meaning of advanced gifts is, and I knew some of these people because we had taken them to Israel. But it did not
as you did on the Federation. The Federation sponsored a couple of trips where we took executives of major corporations to Israel in the wonderful experience. So that was their way of raising money. Now, there have been some changes. Cleveland, for example, started a $10,000 club for the United Way. But, and the United Way has also, its image has suffered because there were complaints that you got too much money to go to the Red Cross and not enough money to go to the poor living areas and their budgeting system. Then there were threats, like in any other thing, where if your Boy Scouts didn't get as much money, they were going to leave and go out on their own. All the infighting would go on. The executives were close to one organization or another. So that was, in a sense, United Way. I did do two studies in Pittsburgh, but they were of Jewish agents.
I understand that. Have we finished with
unless there's some more questions there about the United Way. The United Way, number two, they also only budget money that they thought they could raise. In other words, if the needs were $40 million, and they estimated they, the way they were going about it, they were raising $30 million, they'd go after the $30 million. They wouldn't go after the $40 million. No, what they would do is they would have a goal of $30 million, and basically many times they'd reach the $30 million. And sometimes they'd go to $31 million, but they would hide that. They would get rid of it, put it in their reserve fund.
The United Way budgeted only the money they raised.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
They were very conservative about that. And even if they expected to raise $2 million more after the campaign was over, they would not budget that. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, they never gave it away either.
As it turned out, they needed it.
Oh, yeah? I don't know what happened here.
Surely.
Down.
Very badly down. They have not made their...
They made their goal.
They've not made their goal. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah. Okay. Now the other two agents that I did two studies. And here I was more kind than changing the theme. Two of them were for the all-day student. The one was yes, it was community. I did two studies, and then two fundraisers and studies. They were fundraisers, where they were trying to raise, I think, $100,000. And it was a very interesting experience, because the first study, came to the board, or both studies, I would come to their board meeting, and I said, "Mr. Before we have to study, what's your dissertation going to be?" This is pretty grand. I said, "You people have to come up with 40% of the 100. Well, the anguish, the tearing of hair, and for some of them, it had $2,000 each. But I must say, they were pretty good. The people worked hard, solicited well, because I brought the names, people that I tried to be useful to them. And Sandy Robbins White. Chairperson one time. shit there about that. What a wonderful set of people, and I really got a lot of respect for the Russian school. But these people work hard to get their money. And you're talking about small money, you know, you're talking about raising $100,000. Here they had to come up and say that they're $3,000. And it was very, very different. And then there's one last study I did, the most amusing study I've ever done. So a group of psychiatrists who were running a clinic for disturbed children. And talk about not wanting to give money. I couldn't believe it. And so we would have these long discussions at the meetings. I said, I can't do this without your participation. Well, we make the lowest of any in the medical profession. And so it went on and on and on and on. And finally, I got to the point where I said, all right, each of you have to give $1,000. We got it. That wasn't the most successful effort I've ever done. And as fundraisers, they were awful. Oh! We would have telephone sessions and so forth and so on. Raising money. But, you know, and I didn't charge him. I don't think I charged him at all. Yeah, I should have. And the all-day school, under 50,000. So it was not a lot. But enjoyed it. And they were, you know, difficult because if they had a smaller group, and then if you went to some of the other people in town, you wouldn't have any relationship to all day school. You know, there's some people like Herman Feinberg who get a gift for anything, but Herman is Jewish, he's been given to. But some of the others who were going to get a gift, they did it.
What's your favorite psychiatrist?
They had a clinic for disturbed children. And it wasn't one of the, I think it was one problem. Their attitude about money is totally different than anybody's attitude. But it was fun. So that, in a sense, that's it. Thank you very much. Patience.